Hey guys, before you start listening to the podcast that I did, I got it ready. I'm ready to upload it, and I'm thinking, you know what? I am going to do it. I'm going to do 44 days of podcasting in a row. They're going to be short. I don't even know if I'll be able to do it, but I like setting up little goals for myself. Usually I do 100 days of something, like 100 days of this or 100 days of that, but in celebration of the number 4, I'm going to go for 44. I think it's a little more doable for me than 100 right now, but who knows where it will lead. I've done this kind of thing before where I've done 100 days of something, and then that something just became part of my life every day. So that's what I'm doing. So now you can listen to the rest of the podcast, and you already know what I'm going to do, but let's listen out of order anyway, shall we? Why not? Thanks, guys. See you in the next clip. Hello, Anchor, or iTunes, or Spotify, or wherever you are on MeWe, anyone listening, and YouTube, to this podcast. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk, and it is cold here today. It's beautiful, it's sunny, but it's flipping freezing out. So cold, I almost put on the heat, but I didn't, because you know what I didn't said? I made a new video in my new studio / kitchen in. It's not done yet, but this is what we did. I took out all the upper cupboards of my kitchen. I hate them. I don't like them. They're too tall. I always need a stool. And I always feel like things are like hovering down on me. So I ripped all those out a week ago. Then on the weekend, I took out the prep station. And Tim helped me with that. So it's like it's the lower cupboards in the corner. And then there is a top, which turned out just to be crappy particle board. Anyway, so we got rid of that. And oh my gosh. Now, it's almost like, it's like a pseudo galley kitchen, which is what I want. I want more of a smaller kitchen space, but I want space at the same time. I want to be able to like turn around and shoot video and be like, I'm making this over here, and over here I have this going, you know, that kind of thing. But I want to be able to get to it quicker. And today was the first day that I was actually able to shoot my first video in the new space. Now, mind you, the walls are horrible. If you know me offline, you've already seen pictures of the kitchen with the red paint and the wallpaper and Tim helped me take the hood, I don't know what that's called, over the oven. We took that out. It stopped working a long time ago, so we had just gotten rid of that too. But we have the pipe coming down still, so we can put a new one in if we need to. It's just so open and it's so nice. And today I got up and I was like, I'll make a video. And I did, and it was fantastic. And here's what I really am paying attention to is areas that I suck at. And one of the things that I super duper suck at is if I wake up and there's a whole bunch of dishes to do and there's like demo everywhere and just stuff is just everywhere, it's harder for me to get started. It's harder for me to get started and into what I want to get into. Because I feel like I gotta move stuff over or I'm backed up on dishes. And if I have my kitchen clean, like today, which is beautiful because I put everything back where it belonged, then I get up and I'm like, oh, making a video, writing this, I'm doing that, and I really love it. And I just love that energy first thing in the morning. I don't want to mess with things. I don't want to move anything around when I first get to work. Hey, that's Wiggy. I don't know what she's barking at. I'm outside. Oh, a cat. All right, so that's what I'm working on. Things that I suck at and how to improve them. Another thing I suck at is I don't suck at making videos. Like, I'll make a bunch of videos and get stuff shot, but I am sucking at getting them edited and out. And here's what I find. I find I have this giant catalog of videos that aren't out, and then they start to feel stale to me. Like, I've had the Vitamix for what now? Before Christmas? Smoochy Face got it for me for Christmas, and I got it early, and I have yet to make... I've made Mouse a video, but I have yet to publish one video on that. So that's what I did today. I did a nut cheese video, and I did a little vlog on MeWe. If you're on MeWe, I'm the Happy Whisk on MeWe. Come over and say hi. It's a lot of fun, that platform, even though it has some wonky bits to it. I still really enjoy it. But that's what I did today. So I got to make the video, and I have to work on just getting them out there quicker. But here's the thing I'm finding that I do is that I make the videos and I'm creating and I'm having a lot of fun, but I'm not sitting my ass down to get them edited and out. So that is what I suck at. That is what I'm going to keep working at and get that going. And as for podcasting, I don't have a schedule. I started out with a schedule and I really liked that, and then that kind of fell because just doing so much other stuff, I really wasn't keeping that schedule. But I kind of like what Eric Tinkar does. He just does one every day. And I listened to one of his podcasts, and I liked that it was short, and I like short podcasts, so I kind of like that, like, every day you kind of get something out. I don't know if I could do that. Tim suggested it, but I don't know that I have enough to say every day. I probably do. I probably do have enough to say. Now, whether it's interesting or not, that's, I guess we'll find out as the days come. That's it for me, guys. It's Ivy the Happy Whisk, and I am out.